Boom, 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 boom. Imagine catching up on Carrie and Tommy in a hot air balloon over Alice Springs. That's one thing you could do on holidays in the NT. Book your NT experience now at Qantas.com. Boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom. Afternoon, Australia. Welcome to the show. Hello, Carrie Bickmore.
Well, only half of us is live from the granny flat at the moment. Good
that is true.
Buzz.
Because Mr. Tommy Little, he is. Oh, sorry, I pressed the wrong button. Welcome to the NT. It's Top End Tommy. Yeah, in the top end, Mr. Tommy Little.
I am in the top end, and if that's the first time you've heard that audio, that's just me very calmly getting on the back of a camel.
This audio.
Raised up with one Christian. It sounds like me and a damsel in distress. That's me and Christian Hull.
You sound like the damsel in distress, mate. Don't
no
put
way.
It on Christian. You're the one that sounds like...
I'm the grunt. I'm pretty sure one of those noises is the camel.
Righto.
Yeah, right. Anyway, hey, I've stopped caring about what you're doing in the top end because your Instagram pictures are so incredible, Buzz, and I feel so left out. We started swiping them past.
It's the worst. So
hey, I've got a bit of fun for you, a bit of audio fun then. Okay. So Uluru was amazing, right? But I learned something that two words to say very simply, separately, are hard to say together. So Bickmore, the hashtag we were using, you can say explore, right?
Explore. Have a go. Explore.
Yep, and you can say Uluru.
Uluru. Oh,
no. And can you put the two of them together? Because I can't.
Explore Uluru.
Explore Uluru. Explore Uluru. Buzzy?
Explore Uluru. Pretty easy, I reckon.
You've done that quite
Maybe
well.
Maybe you need to slur it. No, you need to slur it. Explore Uluru.
Explore Uluru. Oh, well, that was an hour of our day today. We've been sitting in the car going, Explore Uluru. It's impossible. And you guys have just hit it out of the park first go.
How many champers had you had?
No, only a couple. Hey, up next, we're on tour. It's a girls' trip. Up next, because I've been quiet on the invention front and I've decided to just ramp the activities up again because...
What was the top end inspired you?
The top end has inspired me, and seeing one of my past inventions on a supermarket shelf has also inspired me to fire back up the Dreams Factory because there is ideas out there that I think we can make into fruition. Oh, gosh, I can't say anything today. Just get a song, please, Buzzy.
If you're having FOMO, like Carrie and I, of Tommy's trip in the NT, you can book your NT experience now at Qantas.com.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Just the... Tip with Tommy. Tip it real good.
I'm confused.
These are... Hey?
I thought you were giving me an invention. Why are you giving me a tip?
Well, because I realised in my invention segment, it's called Genius or Idiot, and it gives you the opportunity to pass judgment, and I wanted to take that away from you. Because I thought, I'm not in the mood for getting my confidence hurt, so I'm just going to present you with ideas
and we're both going to... when you need.
I know. Well, now is when I need. Now is
okay,
when I need.
Okay, sure. Great.
Last night, we were dining at Uluru and it was amazing food. As you saw yesterday, there were green ants on gin and tonic soaked pickles and stuff. And it reminded me of a great invention that I did that has since been picked up by a supermarket chain. And I thought, actually, I've got some great food ideas. Now, I'm going to start you off soft. And then we're going to get to the one that I think can make us literally squillions of trillions of dollars.
Right.
Okay. So, you know how people have peaches and cream and they have strawberries and cream?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
That's a thing?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, what if the cream was just flavoured? So, you had peaches and cream in your cream and then you could enjoy it on other stuff and you could call it peem and stream. What do you think?
Okay. I'm on board with the product, just not the name.
Yeah.
Well,
you don't think people want to eat peem?
Right.
Sucking back some peem on your Saturday night?
If I said I'm going down to the shop to buy some peem, I just don't know.
Grab us some peem. Why are you down to the shop? Grab some peem.
But great idea. I definitely had that on my waffles, for sure.
Okay. Now, the next one I was going to bring to you, I think I might have done before, and I think you came up with a better idea, but let's see. So I saw a Pilates class thing where they go for lattes afterwards. So it's called Pilates, right?
Funny.
Which I thought was great, but it's not the thing you actually want. So after doing a hard workout, you want to reward yourself with something fun.
Yep.
So what about pie lattes where you do Pilates and then you get to eat a pie. Look at me now.
Look at me now. Oh. I think better than that, you should have the pie first and then go work it off at Pilates.
Oh, I'd never get to Pilates,
reverse
though.
The order. No. Well, that's the fun, isn't it?
Yeah. okay, so are you ready for the... We've got the little warm-up acts out of the way. Yep. You ready for the big one, the banger?
Oh,
it's funny
like
you say banger.
Ones.
Thank you. So, Peem and Stream, you're investing?
Yep.
And Pilates?
Yep.
This one comes from a tough place in my life because I invented a thing years ago called Morse, right, which was mustard and
mustard
sauce.
Mustard sauce, yes.
Yes.
And that hit the supermarket shelves, didn't it?
Yes. It's now called Tomusto sauce and you can buy it at supermarkets all around the country. And I'm shattered because we made a limited edition run of only 500 bottles of Morse. And so I thought, this is still my niche. I thought, banger, like you said, a banger in bread. I thought maybe we can cut the sauce makers out altogether. Because no right-minded Australian ever gets a sausage and bread and doesn't have sauce. So why do we even have the option of having it separate? Why don't you just put it in the sausage to begin with? Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the sausage.
A banger for a banger.
So when you squirt... When you bite into the sausage,
yes.
It squirts out tomato sauce.
Tell us about
when
you squirt. tell us about the squirting out squirt. Yes. So when you bite into the sausage, it's got sauce already.
Sauce
yes.
Instead of the fat. This is good.
That is, it's a sausage. What do you reckon?
It's a sausage. I'm on board with the sausage. We could have a sausage before we have a pie latte.
And then it's a bit
for
of
dessert,
pen.
For dessert, we can have some pen.
Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Buzz and I have stopped looking at your amazing Instagram pics from the top end because they're so incredible. Instead, Christian, who you're up there with, our web guy Christian, has been sending me private little videos of you all. It's been very entertaining. He sent me one of Sondra this morning. Yeah, what were you going to say?
Yeah. Well, a lot of them he's been shooting without our knowledge. So
I know that's what's so fun. But there's one of Sondra. Did you fly in a small plane this morning?
Yeah, we went up in a tiny plane and it was terrifying.
Yeah, so, you could tell by your face. He's filmed you as the plane is taking off. At first I thought I was watching you give birth, like it was an old video or something, and then I realised that there was land going past fast in the background, and I realised you were taking off. Was it that scary?
It just felt...
It's not. It wasn't.
It was a
beautiful Qantas flight. It was a normal plane. Sondra is acting like she was in one of those Wright brothers planes that had a 50% chance of going down, and she had to run to make it take off on the tarmac.
I'm not a great flyer, and neither is Christian. So together, we're a real nightmare.
Oh, so you really set each other off? Is that what's happening here? There's nothing worse than when you watch someone
share it.
We haven't even had a moment of turbulence on our flights, and Son has been a mess. And it's come out in some strange ways because we all had dinner together last night with the great listeners that we've got with us. Son sniffs a bottle of champagne in passing.
Did she get her boobs out and start playing the bongo drums?
Hey, that's another video just for you, Gary.
You'll find Sondra on the aeroplane plus the bongo drums on our Instagram at Carrie.
The bongo drums are going there, great.
No, the bongo drums are still on the dark web and you need a lot of VPNs to access those. But, so Son gets a whiff of some champagne, so she decides she's fun Sondra for the night.
Oh, God.
There's two tables of listeners and staff, and she comes swaying over to our table and she goes, I've got a story. And then she leans down to me and she goes, oh, actually, I don't know if I should tell this story. And I go, well, tell me first, preview it.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about our friends that are nurses and the stories that they've got.
Oh,
and,
right.
Yeah, you know how nurses often have wild stories of who's presented?
Yes.
Yeah, and so then I go, maybe preview the story with me. And Son goes, okay, great idea. And she leans down and she whispers the story in my ear. And I say, definitely don't tell that story. And she goes, okay, I'll tell the story.
Oh, my God. For you to say don't tell it too.
She proceeds to tell this story to our gorgeous listeners who have travelled from all over the country.
I want to hear it. What happened?
No, absolutely not.
You know those nursing stories?
Not fair.
You know those nursing stories?
This is why I told the story, because I thought it's terrible to tease people with the greatest story of all time and then not tell them.
That's what you're saying now. Like right now.
Now that I'm sober, I know it's a big
get her a bottle of
mistake.
Champagne.
You know, you know those nursing stories about when people accidentally fall onto objects?
And oh, yes, I've got one of those. Yeah.
Yes. So yes, Sonda decided to tell one of those stories about an organic object
that you find
it impossible to be standing on its end to fall over onto. Oh. And she tells the story, and then everybody does that, your reaction. And then she walks off straight back
Swaggers.
To her table. She's like, well, my work is done. And one of the listeners goes, who was that?
You say we don't know her?
No, I had to say, that's our boss.
Harry Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Some lucky legends that have joined us are our listeners from around the country, Bickers, and we have left them now because we need to do a show. But Minya joins us on the phone. Minya, what are you doing?
I'm currently sitting in Thunderbird 3, which is a quad bike in the middle of the desert.
You're quad biking. Sick. Yeah. How is it? Is it awesome?
Oh, it's fantastic. We've actually just had to stop because our one already has a flat tyre because it's been going super fast.
Hey, Minya, we were chatting earlier and I know photography is a passion of yours and you want to get into travel photography. How does the NT rate in terms of all the places you've travelled around the world? How's the NT rate in terms of being up there as a destination?
Oh, we're about a 9 out of 10 and I've only been here 2 days so far.
Amazing.
So it's spectacular.
Where are you from, Minya?
I'm from a small town called Grafton.
Oh, yeah, great.
Yeah.
How does it compare to Grafton?
Oh, blows it out of the water.
Or no water.
We're actually having the first rain here in 2 years today.
Wow. Because last night we went to the Field of Lights and it's 50,000 individually hand-blown lights out in the desert surrounding Uluru. Minya, did you get some banging shots?
I did. I certainly did. But it was the experience as well. It was just, yeah.
No, bugger the experience. What about the likes on Instagram? Are they going off their rocker?
They will be.
we need to whack one on our Instagram. Get our likes up.
Yeah. Instead of my blurry photos that are a mess, we need some of
Minya's
professional
those
ones. No, it's not really.
You're really earning your keep up there, aren't you?
Enjoy yourself quad biking, Minya. No. Of course, you guys did go to the Field of Light last night. We're going to hear more about that later in the show.
Harry Bickmore and Tommy Little.
All right. So often when you're telling a story, you lead up to the story and then give the banging good bit at the end, right?
I'm assuming the banging good bit is what you've found in your child's hand.
Yeah, but there's really no lead up to this story, so I'm just going to tell you what I found in her hand and then explain why I have this item.
Okay. I promise I will let you explain why you have this item, because often I get excited when you tell me stuff.
Evie likes to read. She can't read yet, but likes to sit down and read books and read them out loud, right?
Okay, yeah.
And she describes the pictures and the things you can see and everything is very cute, right? And she often tells the stories to Addie. She opens the books and then says, oh, and then, you know, Peter Rabbit went here. Anyway, She makes up the stories by the pictures, kind of going on what I've read to her before. Anyway, I could hear her through the monitor the other day reading. So I walked in to see what she was reading. There she was.
Oh, no.
Reading a Kama Sutra SES book.
Wow. I love that you narrowed it down that it was SEX because I thought, what is it, Kama Sutra cooking?
They probably got that, you know.
Just cooking in different
Tantric
positions. Have you tried putting the pot between your legs?
Or you could try those moves while, you know, flipping pancakes or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and you've got to keep in mind that the book is a very, it's a picture book, okay?
It is a picture book. Evie's strong point.
The pictures themselves are fairly graphic.
Yes, it's wrestling.
The first half of the book is a lot of cuddling. Just a lot of cuddling in different positions.
Hang on. You were going to tell us, you were going to tell us why you had the book and you're not even getting to that for yourself. I've got so many questions.
Okay. Opened that Kama Sutra book. That's the first thing.
Isn't that amazing? You get so excited by simply removing the book from its place on the shelf that you don't even get to open the front page before you're already into the thick of it.
No, I got given the book when I was 25 at my hen's party when you give, like, friends give you funny little gifts. I got given that and another item of funny use for a woman. Okay, funny, it's not funny use, but it was funny.
We all know what you're talking about, mate. Oh, I can't wait to next week's show where Evie's got that.
That sits in the same drawer.
Why are you telling everybody this?
Because they're all in a part of a cupboard that is never opened, never used. It's just got old stuff in it, right? And those two items, I haven't
never
opened
used.
Either of
now
them.
This is turning into a weird humble brag, okay? I'm satisfied all the time. I don't need any help, mechanical or otherwise.
It was like they're all bloody got dust all over them. So anyway, not all. It's not like there's multiple. I mean, the
how
book
many
and the
you've got? I'm picturing, you know how the sniper opens his suitcase and he's got all the different pieces? I'm picturing you with just one for every occasion.
Anyway, she obviously...
Just ranging from the modest gentleman to no thanks.
I had all these old dolls and things that I said she could access and have a look at. So I told her the cupboard where they're all in, and also with the dolls was this book. Anyway, so there she was reading it. I calmly took it off her. She didn't say anything. She hasn't spoken about it since. So I'm not sure whether she'll be telling a counsellor about it on a couch in 10 years' time. 10, maybe 20. But that is what I found in my daughter's hand.
Okay.
I want to know on 131060 what you have found in your child's hand. Because our producer, Sonda, said, what did you find, Sonda, the other day in Henry's hand at the park?
He just handed me a dog turd, which I took without realising.
Oh,
did you just put it in your handbag? Because that's what you do with kids. You just take the stuff and pop it in your handbag find out.
Oh, no, I looked and thought I'm holding a turd and then I put it in the bin.
Does it make a difference if it's his or somebody else's?
I was happy it was dry.
Right.
Oh, so it was a solid.
It was a solid dry one. So I thought that was a win. If I had to hold a dog poo, that was a good one to hold.
Biggers described the other item in her drawer as a solid dry one.
All right.
As well.
131060. What did you find in your kid's hand?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Just doing some light reading.
Oh, mate, I can't believe...
Looking through my Kama Sutra book.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you found Evie with your copy of the Kama Sutra.
Say my copy, that makes
no,
it sound
it's
like
factually
it's
accurate.
Sitting near my
that's,
bed. It was something I was given as a joke when I was 25 and it's been in the back of a cupboard ever since.
It's still factually accurate. And when I heard this, I thought that the Kama Sutra was drawings, and then you've shown me and Buzz and Sonda and Cons, you've shown us all the pictures in the book and they're photos.
They are, but I will say the bit that I found her reading and chatting about were the earlier pages that are just fully clothed conversations going on. So I'm good. I'm in the clear.
You have to say that because otherwise Child Protective Literally. Services will take your kid away from you.
Anyway, I wanted to know on 131060 what you found in your kids' hands because you never know where they're digging around and what they might pull out.
Where did you find a dry, hard one?
Jody joins us on the line. Jody, what did you find in your little munchkin's hands?
My husband likes to go in a toilet and he puts his magazines in it. Yes. I have a family of six children. Our youngest girl, I caught her one day up in her bedroom with a pile of daddy's magazines.
Wow.
Did you make him have to explain that to her, given that they're his?
Some very interesting questions did come up.
Well, I guess it's a good conversation starter. You've got to have that chat sometime with the kids.
Well, I just
Probably not at three.
No, not
at three. No.
No. Okay. Wow, Bickers, do you want to move this thing along?
Noella, save us. No. What have you found in your kids' hands?
Well, it's about 34 years ago, and my 18-month-old son started to walk out into the lounge room where we had visitors, and I could hear a funny whirring noise. And
Oh, no. And please, you choose your words carefully, Noella, because yes, we're a family-friendly show.
Yes, and he had a... looked like a toy.
A lightsaber.
Yeah. Yeah, a lightsaber.
Yeah, very much so, yes. And it was,
a lightsaber of love.
Yes, on full throttle. Being dragged along the ground behind him.
How did your visitors respond?
Oh, gosh.
I just jumped up. I thought, oh, please swallow me, Earth. And I grabbed it off him. They were laughing, but what could I do?
I feel like swallow me.
We all thought the same thing. Okay, Carly, please tell me this is not the same item we're talking about here.
Well, let's just say it's one of Mommy's special toys.
Yes.
I've got a 2.5-year-old girl. She came out with Mommy's special toy and thought it was a microphone. So she's there. Pretending she's Emma Wiggle to my...
So do you react, Carly, or do you just go, yes, yes, it's Mummy's microphone. Now, when you're finished, Mummy needs it back.
Yeah, well, let's just say Mummy hit it and can't find it. I hit it that good, I can't find it.
Oh, no more singing for Mummy. That's a shame.
I just imagine her first karaoke night where she goes, how come this isn't like our family used to do it back in the day?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm in the top end here with Christian Hull and a bunch of our gorgeous listeners. Christian, how you doing?
Oh, my God. This is so beautiful and so stunning.
It's incredible.
I'm having the best time.
So last night...
Can I just ask before you get into what happened last night, have you today experienced anything that has made you go like this? Because I feel like that could be the theme to all of your journey.
I had to get something out of Sonda's suitcase and I saw her like used undies and so that's
used undies sounds so gross.
Yeah, touched me.
Because it doesn't even specify what you used them for. Well, anyway, hey, last night Christian and I went to Field of Light. It's this incredible light installation around Uluru. To give you an idea of how amazing it is, Pat, one of our listeners, him and his missus, Sarah, have 8 kids together. And said when we were at dinner, they said it was one of the most romantic places they've ever been to. And so we thought, well, if they've experienced a lot of romance and if it's one of the most romantic places that they've ever been to, what a perfect night and a perfect place for Christian and I to have a little bro date.
Oh, yeah.
Christian, where are we?
We're in a beautiful setting. It's sunset right now. There is flies everywhere, which is a little bit of a mood killer. But we are just outside Uluru. I can see some tables and chairs.
Yeah.
Because we're having a romantic meal together.
Are we? You told me it was a meal.
No, on the condition that I come, I get to have a one-on-one romantic meal with Tom Little.
I think you want to check your language.
Oh, sorry. On the condition that I come on this girl's trip. Sorry.
I just say it quicker.
I don't know what else to say. More champagne, Tommy? Just plying you with the...
This joint's called Field of Light, so this is all solar-powered light. Oh, cool.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's all solar-powered lights, and there's, I think, 17,000?
Lights, not people. There's about 12 of us.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just you and I. Those 12 are going to go far away from our little one-on-one table.
Well, that was the condition of you coming.
Stop. Oh, there's a fire pit.
Well, there's a boat paying a didge. This is awesome. This is one of the most romantic group dates I've ever been on.
No, it's just us. I can't stress that enough.
Okay.
We have a one-on-one table.
Okay.
And now I will just put my hand on your thigh.
Okay.
It's great.
Okay. And help.
Oh, Tommy, look. Canapes.
This is crocodile. This is desert prawn. This is kangaroo from near highway. This is taxi. Please, this is... Just keep the secret. Every night... I hit the kangaroo. I gave to chef. Yeah, just no. It's just lie. All lie.
It's funny.
Quick round the table, and you can introduce yourselves and say the thing that you're most excited about on the trip.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm looking forward to the sunrise.
Oh.
At Uluru.
How do you go with early mornings, sir?
I'll be fine.
What time are we waking up?
Oh, we won't sleep.
All right, everyone, my name's Pat. What I'm looking forward to the most is also the sunrise tomorrow.
And the not sleeping tonight.
More so that.
Sounds like baby number nine's on the way.
Wow. Like, look at all the lights. Look at all the colours. They're stunning.
You're awful.
What? What, the fact that you're colourblind, you can't tell? The best part is how colourful it is.
I know. I still see things. I just don't
what
see...
What colours? Tell us the colours you can see.
Well, I got some grey there and then some darker grey there.
A bit of brown over there.
A bit of brown, no. I still see colours. I just have trouble differentiating them. It's still stunning. And you know what's amazing about here? And I know we're just about to leave. It's been incredible. Yeah. Dinner's been amazing. And now we're walking through the field of lights. 50,000 lights. One for every time you tried to touch me on my upper thigh tonight.
Well, I was going to say it's very romantic. And like all nights, they come to an end.
Yes. Look up and check out the stars. Have a look up, Christian. Have a look up.
No, Christian, just lean in and accept the kiss. Tommy.
Oh,
he's gone. And they lived happily ever after. That three-minute package doesn't even do it justice. Check out all the photos. They are on Instagram.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
Now, not sure if you've heard of the story that's been circulating the past 24 hours. One Nation candidate Steve Dixon has offered his resignation to leader Pauline Hanson after a video of him at a US strip club was broadcast on television. So the footage aired on A Current Affair showed him repeatedly placing money inside a dancer's underwear, throwing cash in the air, saying inappropriate things. He's released a statement, and this is the thing that has gotten a lot of people chuckling today. In this statement, he has gone on to explain that the he's offered his sincere apology. He said the footage shown does not reflect the person he is. It shows a person who was drunk and not in control of his actions, and he found the footage difficult to watch, yada, yada, yada. The end of the statement ends with, I will not be conducting any media interviews or making further statements. As I will no longer be of pubic interest, I ask that you please respect my family's privacy at this time.
Did he really get a typo in that?
Yeah.
Oh,
so spell check
knew
exactly what sort of gear he was talking about.
You know what I loved about that story, Bickers? He bragged to a dude in the strip club about his exploits. And the dude was the undercover reporter.
Oh. He travelled over with him. Yeah, because that was that also as a part of that Al Jazeera, that big undercover sting a few months ago. It was all part of the same thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's an interesting thing for anyone that's a fan of the Wiggles. You'll notice they always do, which is everybody in this country. You see them do their little wiggly move with their fingers. You know the wiggly
the
fingers that they do? The one that I did when I got to wear Emma Wiggles costume.
Yes.
A little video of me doing the wiggly dance. I never really thought about why it became their signature move. And Murray, who was one of the founders of the Wiggles, came out recently in an interview and said that the reason they do that move, he said the thing of being a man in early childhood education, when you're a teacher in early childhood, you have to be aware that you can be accused of things. In photos, for instance, if there are kids there, if you've got your hands doing this wiggly finger gesture, everyone can see where your hands are. So rather than hugging or, you know, getting a kid in close where you might not see their full hands, they do the wiggly move so that no one can ever say that anything inappropriate happened between them and their children, which I thought was incredibly sad but also really fascinating.
It's fascinating. You're right, it is sad. I feel like we're going to get to a point in 20 years' time where everybody's walking around doing wiggle fingers constantly.
And finally, a word of warning. I know you've been to Uluru and I'm hoping you did not take anything from Uluru because three Chinese tourists are in big trouble. Surveillance footage has caught them in the Shandong province in the Yushui Underground Gallery, which has a whole lot of stalactites and stalagmites. Oh. They have been caught on camera with a rock knocking off a million-year-old stalactite and taking it with them out of the tunnels. Isn't that just the most abhorrent thing you've ever seen? And if you ever go to visit anything beautiful, anything extraordinary, anything that's a million years old, mate, like how hard is it to not touch it?
Yeah, just leave
Don't
it.
Take
Although
it.
I would pay good money to hear the security guard say, is that a stalactite in your pocket or are you just happy to see me?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Husey and Kate, they are next to drive you home. The great man joins us right now.
Thank you, Buzz. And, yeah, Carrie, what's the book that your daughter's got? The Kama Sutra.
Well, it's like I've given it to her as reading material. She stumbled across a Kama Sutra.
That's so funny.
I'm what's not your getting daughter into bed at night going story time. Let me read you chapter one.
Well, I only caught half the conversation, we're busy preparing our show. So,
I don't think they're called chapters. I think they're called positions.
Yeah, right. How many
this book's got chapters.
Yeah, has it got chapters?
Yep. It has.
Yeah.
I'm up to 9. You're going well.
Well done.
It's a joke. I haven't read the book, and I had it since I was 25. Have you found something random before that kids read?
Right now, my children, Holly went to an op shop the other day with my six-year-old, and she got whatever book she wanted, and what she wanted was How Babies Are Made. So,
where do they come from?
Night she's like flicking through it, and Dad, look at this and look at this. I'm saying, I don't want to look at that bit. It's
does it just remind you of how little you're getting?
No, not at all. We're going okay, don't you worry about that. But no, it's my wife's very keen for the kids to know and use correct terms and all that stuff, you know, and I'm not into it, I don't reckon. I just say, don't read that bit, all right? Let's talk about the cells splitting. I'm happy to see, but I don't want to see how the cells get together before they get together, what puts them together.
And so that's called How Babies Are Made, is that right?
Yep.
So Bickmore's is the same, just a bit more of a graphic version.
Exactly. I mean, it is.
It's
how babies can be made in many different ways. It's an expanded chapter. It's like the sealed section.
To be fair, I don't reckon many babies are being made from this kind of stuff in the book. That's just my thoughts.
Well, I mean, the potential is to be made, though. So
potential,
you know,
but they're not.
Show Husey a picture of it, Carrie. Show Husey a picture.
I'll show you a picture.
Let's have a look at this. There we go. So this is the book that Evie was reading.
That's not what I imagined.
Yeah, I thought they were drawings as well.
I was so shocked.
That's not a sketch either. That's a photo.
Yes.
What? Is that real as well?
I'm going to burn this book now. I'm going to burn the book.
My God.
And I'm going to burn the item that was next to the book as well. Do you think that was burned? That item?
Don't know. It'd be bad for the atmosphere if it did.
What was that, though? That was like the monkey bars, wasn't it? I mean,
this was next to it. Can you see that?
We're in slight delay on the camera. It's coming up, and I can't wait to see it, though. It's really gone in slow motion.
It's like the internet back in the day where the picture would scroll down.
Oh, yeah, now I can see it, yes. That was next to it. What's going on? You need to get back to the project. I mean, you've got too much time on your hands.
All right. Husey and Kate, they are next to drive you home. We're back tomorrow with Tommy in the NT. Have a great afternoon, everyone. We'll catch you then.
See you guys. Bye.
Perfect. You're all caught up on Carrie and Tommy. Now book your perfect NT holiday experience at Qantas.com.